David, how did this whole thing get going? What was the genesis?
I had moved back to Cincinnati. I am originally from Northern Kentucky. And I'd met Paavo probably about 5 years ago. And he started to try to convince me to come to classical music concerts and started kind of pitching me on the programs each weekend. And I was a little bit hesitant, and I was like, I don't know. I kind of had a lot of different ways of how I wanted to spend my Friday or Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then I started going with him putting each program into context, and I really fell in love with it. And then after a while, I started trying to get my group of friends to keep coming, and I realized that the misconceptions, they were ingrained very deeply in mainstream culture. And I, someone who had become very passionate about this and enthusiastic, discovered how hard it was to try to get people to come. And I was like, you know what? Just meet Paavo. And then everyone, of course, when they meet him, they see how passionate he was about this music and about how transformational it could be. Then we started to have, you know, more and more people that kept coming to the concerts. And then I realized that I wanted to share that story to a broader audience. And I persuaded him to let me and a crew follow him around for a period of 2 years.
So you, in turn, turned out to be the very passionate one as well.
I did, yes.
Well, what happened during those 2 years? Were there things that really surprised you?
Opened your
eyes?
So we traveled 6 countries in 15 cities for fantastic orchestras. And we followed the rehearsal process all the way through touring, especially with the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie, which was fantastic, out of Bremen. And I was amazed by the amount. The biggest thing that I noticed was the comparison to what these musicians do to athletes. The amount of discipline, the amount of preparation, the rush of the performance, the camaraderie between the musicians themselves. That's something that I noticed. And so we shot the film in a manner that I'm hoping people that will see the parallels between playing music at the highest possible level and performing with such a small margin of error to professional sports.
Name drop a few of the soloists who were performing along the way. There's some big names in here.
There are. We captured a wonderful performance with Long Long. It was the season opener for the Orchestre des Petits. We also have Joshua Bell, who's interviewed in the film. We also have Hilary Hahn performing with the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, and Pekka Kuusisto, who did a wonderful tour with the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie.
So if everything goes well, when do you expect a release?
If everything goes well, we would like to have our world premiere in Philadelphia on January 10th.
Why do you pick Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, mostly because we filmed there probably 4 or 5 times between the Curtis Institute of Music. A lot of our cast members are Curtis alum, including Hilary and Long Long and Paavo. And we also, there's a lot of Leonard Bernstein stuff that's in the film.
And where'd you study film?
I actually was pre-med.
I read that you were pre-med.
Yeah. I went to Washington University in St. Louis. And then I was in the International Baccalaureate Program at Holmes High School in Covington.
Getting back to when it's going to be released, some things have to happen between now and then.
They do. So right now we have a Kickstarter campaign.
And explain to people who may not know what a Kickstarter campaign is.
So Kickstarter is a crowdsourced financing. It's a platform that allows fans of a project to come together and to contribute smaller amounts that come with great rewards, such as DVDs and soundtracks and autographed posters and even tickets to the premiere, to help us get the last unit of financing. And this last unit is allocated strictly towards the music and the rights to a lot of the great pieces that we covered over our 2-year period of filming.
So we have a link to your Kickstarter site at wvxu.org, and we'll hopefully find a lot of people going there.
That'd be fantastic. If anybody has any questions, they can email us through the campaign, and we're happy to lead anybody through. And we really appreciate all the support, especially from the community that we've gotten from Cincinnati so far.
Great.
And the CSO is also very much spotted in the film. So.
With director David Donnelly, whose new film, Maestro, will hopefully be out before too long, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.